USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New home sales are on the rise. Federal officials say they jumped by 7.5% in October. It came out to an annual rate of 632 units. The number was helped by robust sales in the Northeast and Southern regions. The man accused of shooting and killing six people at a Walmart in Virginia had multiple rounds on him. That's according to a tweet from the city of Chesapeake. It also confirmed he had a handgun. He was dead already by the time police arrived at the scene last night. In an earlier update, police said the suspect died from what's believed to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. If you're traveling for the Thanksgiving holiday, you're not alone.
If you're planning on heading out of town for the Thanksgiving holiday, get ready for lots of company on the roads and at the airports. AAA is projecting more than 54 million Americans will be traveling 50 miles or more during the holiday period. That would be one of the busiest ever and at pre-pandemic levels. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Accused Club Q shooter Anderson Lee Aldrich appeared at a court hearing via Zoom Wednesday morning. He's accused of killing at least five people and injuring 17 others at the club in Colorado Springs. El Paso County Court Judge Charlotte Anke schedules the next court date for Aldrich.
The next court hearing in this case will be held on December 6th of 2022 at 8:30 in the morning in Division 21 with Judge Michael McHenry.
Aldrich has been denied bond. Two individuals managed to tackle the gunman to the ground to prevent more deaths or injuries. The President and First Lady are continuing their Thanksgiving tradition by spending Thanksgiving in Nantucket. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou, a term provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Officials in New York City are getting ready for the 96th annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade tomorrow.
So we've got a full lineup this year. We've got marching bands, clowns, floats, balloon handlers. So there's so much to see. This year's parade is truly bigger and better than ever.
Director of Parade Production Operations Kathleen Wright says the parade features the famous giant character balloons with some new ones this year, including Baby Shark. The fallout continues over a cryptocurrency's bankruptcy declaration.
A substantial amount of cryptocurrency's FTX's assets are either missing or stolen, a lawyer for the failed company said in court. Tuesday's hearing is exposing FTX's bankruptcy case as its new leaders begin chasing down whatever assets they can find. Daniel Roberts on Fox Business is the editor-in-chief at Decrypt.
$8 or $9 billion in the hole in terms of customer withdrawals that are owed. The damage here might be more. A lot of funds that are just missing, vanished. There's been accusations of a backdoor between FTX and Alameda. That was Sam Bankman-Fried's other company. Hilariously, in a tweet, he said, that was just incorrect internal labeling.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The number of insurance claims related to Hurricane Ian continues to rise. The Florida Office of Insurance Regulation reports more than 640,000 claims were filed as of Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.